Greetings, citizens! Welcome to episode 20 of Paranoia. Fight together, or die a clone. No intro skit today because we're already running short on time. As you can see, this is quite the lengthy one. There's a lot of content and a whole lot of notes that I needed to fit in. It's the conclusion of Mission 3, so I wanted to make sure that everything wraps up neatly. Speaking of wrapping up, I will be skipping the next week for a main episode. 21 will not release until 2 weeks from now. I need to take a week off because I am anticipating a rather large workload as I move to the next stage of my real-life work, which I will not talk about in detail, but I need money in order to live. Don't worry, though, you won't have nothing next week. I'll be posting an intermediate episode of sorts, which will just contain some general Game Master notes that I wanted to fit into this episode or previous ones, but didn't, and some comments on Paranoia in general. So if you'd like to listen to me talk for 20 or 30 minutes straight, be sure not to miss that. Okay, we've got lots to cover, so let's jump right in.
As a quick question, did we ever check to see if the records room had been tampered with?
No, but we're going to need to go we're going there anyways because our little thingies.
Yes, also, hello party. I have two messages for you. One, I still have these stupid files that Bees gave me for some reason. Mm-hmm. I don't want them. Number two, that combat sauce going into the room and is going to kill us.
It saw us going into the office area, not into the room.
Yeah, but it saw us going into the office area.
I don't worry about it. I'd just say
we could just be looking in the offices.
Weirdo coincidence.
Yeah. And then we're looking in the office area, and then they ask, oh, and then when did they come back out? Oh, they didn't. But they did come back again.
Yeah, we just say that sounds like somebody tampered with it. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that does sound like somebody tampered with it.
Hmm.
I'm not making that roll.
Fuck, I just forgot what I wanted to say about things.
Records room.
No.
Bad files that I have for no reason.
So you open up the vent and you paw around inside it to give yourself plausible deniability.
Yeah.
Maybe we jump on the rock a little bit, too.
What did I want to say? Jesus. Oh, no.
Do you want to jump on the rock a little bit?
I'm sure you wouldn't have forgotten if you listened to the last episode, but just in case you're tuning in right here, I decided to hide some very useful and important evidence for them under this rock, just because they weren't going to find it where I would have normally put it. So here it is. Just gotta look under that rock.
We're kind of moving it. We're like, is this moved?
I don't think we need to do anything with the rock because
we're not doing crazy stuff on the rock. But we touch it. And we're like, maybe like they move this to get into the vent, and then the blue guy's like,
hold on, 1 second.
I don't think we need to do anything to the rock.
I'm gonna slap the light switch so that my prints are on it. You can see it on the camera with my prints being on it.
Yep.
So I'm going to slap it back on. And I go,
look at that.
You slap the light switch a couple times, and Roger says, what are you doing?
Making sure this is the light switch.
And you're seeing, and also, I believe, you know, seeing if you can see in the dark.
It just glares at you.
Very well. Like, if you had night vision.
No, I mean, want to see what this room looks like if it's dark, you know?
Okay, yeah. It's dark. Yeah, there's that light of that weird computer thing. They can maybe see with that.
Let's go to the records room and touch all the stuff.
Yeah, we're doing that.
I kind of want to open up these closed vaults just to see if anything's been obviously moved or taken away.
I also agree with Kyle. I'd like to do that, too.
All right, you hear an announcement that non-essential personnel are going to get kicked out of the base in about 5 minutes.
All right, we're going to quickly check the record room and touch things.
Do you have time for just like one or two more things?
Similar to the end of any Metroidvania, it would be kind of boring if the players just walked out after the final boss was... they didn't really defeat the final boss, he just kind of left. What I'm trying to say is, it would be kind of boring and not very interesting if they were to just wrap up their investigations as they pleased, without any regard for how long it would take, and therefore not really having any stakes involved, just sitting around until they can think of everything that could possibly help them. Also, we'd been sitting here in our chairs for 3 hours and 40 minutes, so I wanted to make sure that things ended at a reasonable time. Therefore, introducing an arbitrary amount of actions that you're allowed to do before you have to leave the base seemed like the best course of action. This is just a good trick that you can use in pretty much any situation. Just say, okay, unfortunately, you only have a short amount of time left, and suddenly your players will start paying attention again and wrap up anything they wanted to do before you can move on to the next segment.
We're running to check the record room.
I'd like me and the blue to check out the vaults if everyone else is going to the record room.
Yes.
The vaults?
Yep.
These closed things.
Oh, sure. I mean, you would need someone in the security room to open them.
I mean, we have... That's why I want blue guys here so we can message them or something.
was never in the records room, so I'm not going to go in there now.
No, but you can stand guard outside of it.
But I'll stay in the evidence room.
Okay, that works too. Yeah, that's fine.
I'll stand outside so that, you know.
Okay, so yep. Kyle and Frit in evidence and lights outside records and bees and
team leader
Bram inside records.
Let's do the quick skit of what happens in the records room, unless if there's anything that's obviously changed.
Okay. You head in. Nothing seems out of place on first glance.
But?
Is there no but?
No, I'm just looking at some stuff. One second.
I'm going to need to say, hey, we should check to see what this room is like with the lights off, just in case, and then see what we can see in case if someone came in here. And then when we turn it off, I'm going to put the files back, and then I'm going to close it, and then I'm going to have them turn it back on again, the lights. And I'm going to say, well, wait, what if they were trying to get the files of this woman? And then I'm going to open up the case, and I'm going to pull out the file, and I'm going to say, oh, it says not to read this, but it doesn't look like it was taken or tampered with, and I'm going to put it back. And I'm going to hand it to Bees. I'm going to be like, Bees, would you think this has been tampered with?
That's really genius. All right.
Yeah, just keep doing
this. I'll touch it too.
All right, you do exactly that. And now everything's back where it should be. Question mark.
All right, are you ready to skedaddle?
You open one of the drawers in the records room RAM, and you find that all the files are completely waterlogged.
What's the file system? Like, what does the file say this is?
You're not sure. This is just the cabinet that says M.
Yo, we'll get security over here.
I'm gonna text Kyle and say, record room seemed okay first glance. Second glance, M files completely waterlogged.
Do I know what those are?
Anything that starts with M.
M for mutant.
Like anything that starts with M?
Anything that starts with M.
Is it people's names?
Okay, so
people's names.
They tried to destroy the Mara files.
Oh, that makes sense. Wait, hold on. Did we get them out before they waterlogged
them? We do have
them.
This is actually, there's multiple ones that are full of M's, because this is very large. This isn't the one that had Mara in it.
So we might have actually done a good thing.
No, I don't think we did.
It's not the same one, but shrug.
Oh, what? Okay, what do you mean by waterlogged? Like, can you describe
like
it better? Like,
poured water into
everything
it.
Is damp and mushy in this particular file cabinet.
I'm gonna do something. I'm gonna turn off the lights, and I'm gonna say, wait a minute. Like, maybe they marked something special, and they're looking for something, like a glow-in-the-dark kind of mark. And I'm gonna go over to Bees, and I'm gonna whisper, did you fucking pour water in this goddamn file?
No, I still have my whole bottle of water.
Okay. And I turn it back on, and I say, nope, no glow-in-the-dark.
All right. I'm glad that you turned off the lights so that you can whisper to Bees.
Fair, lip reading is a thing.
Let me think, what was in those files?
The file cabinet mystery. I'm a big fan of this one. As it turns out, Bees did fill these files with water. She simply refilled her water bottle later so that it would be a good alibi for her. As it turns out, Lights was right. M is for mutant. Bees successfully completed her secret mission by sabotaging the internal security mutant records when they first reached the records room. The reason that she kept the files juggled between her and Ram and Kyle was she needed time to secretly take some pictures of them, which she did. Originally, she wanted to sneak the files out or make photocopies of them if she got the opportunity, but sadly that never quite worked out, so she had to be satisfied with just some quick and dirty snapshots from her PDC, which is all that was really required of her. But as we'll talk about later, that will give her maybe like a 90% score as opposed to a 100%. And now you finally understand what was going on with the records room mysteries, or at least most of them. No, it's all of them, I think. I don't know, this mission gets kind of confusing near the end. Bear with me.
Was it just a completely different cabinet than the one I went through?
I assume so, because you got files
from
a different cabinet.
You don't recall anything being waterlogged when you were there.
Okay, so, because I checked all the files and then I grabbed a bunch of random ones so I could read the secret one.
Yeah. You're fairly certain that you would have checked that one, although you don't literally perfectly remember if you checked that one or not.
Do I remember anything that stood out in my brain when I was checking those?
No.
Why only that cabinet? Hey, I want a follow-up question for the people in that room. Can you check the vent, see if it's different than... I mean, obviously.
They already checked the vent, but you didn't notice anything different than when you were here.
Hmm. But we know what we're looking for now. We're looking for someone who tries to access the record room. We're looking for someone who tries to access the evidence room.
Okay. I've got... The vents obviously... Can we say the vent's been taken off, though? Should we say that?
It looks like the vent was... maybe not. It doesn't... I don't know. We'll say we don't have any comment on the vent.
Yeah, as long as we don't get erased at the end of this, I think we did a good job.
Yeah,
I think we should tell them that that vent would happen. You know what? In fact, I wonder if there's anything in the vent.
We removed the vent to check to see if it had been tampered with, and we didn't see any sign of tampering.
It was definitely tampered with. We were prying those open. They would definitely find those.
You have about 2 minutes in game time.
All right, fine. Okay,
well, we had to pry it off to get it out.
While they were doing that, what happened in the vault rooms? Anything weird?
You have been opening and closing a couple of the vaults as you communicate with the security room. You haven't found anything particularly condemning so far.
I want to turn to the guy and say they found a bunch of damaged logs, recently damaged logs, in the document room, and also another words ram help subverted, not subverted, damaged, sabotage, whatever word vent.
Yeah,
I see. We'll have to look at that too. Although I don't think you'll be able to join me for that.
Should we do a quick sweep through the vents?
Yeah,
we don't want to be in the vents. I think
we have like 2 more minutes.
Listen, I want to catch this guy because I want a good rating.
Vents are like literally the worst place to hide right now.
No, it's the best place.
Do you know how many people are crawling in the vents? I open a vent and I say hello.
And they say hello.
Hello. Hello. Hi.
Did you catch him?
Hey, all right,
I closed the vent again.
I want to.
How are the vaults identified, Gusts?
They have bizarre codes that you don't understand, like the ones that I described when you first got there.
Okay, so it's not like alphabetic or anything like that.
No, not really. It looks like they just get switched in and out with different stuff.
I want to do a quick look into our vents.
All right, you look into the vent in the vault room again.
Is there a vault in the vault room that starts with M? There's a weird code name starting with M.
Oh
yeah, is there?
Oh, we put it together.
Like something that takes more than 2 minutes to check.
No, I don't think it is. Also, we can just look at the case number because the case numbers are on here. Are the vaults walk-in?
No, they're pretty small.
What cases was M work was the blue working on who got shot? Which ones were they? Yeah, what were they working on? Could I call in and could I like buzz in and say, hey, do you want me to look at the file to tell you the numbers to see if they've been tampered with?
You will so not you can have make time to check that.
No, well, no, but the blue.
What about
I give the blue
who,
the ammo to the idea.
Read it. Could
well,
we
you
possibly...
can tell them about that.
Also, the people who read it would have known, right?
Yeah. Could we just guess really well, theoretically?
Could you guess really well?
Because they've read it.
Because we've read it.
Just a follow-up
question.
But I'm not
going to
tell Roger that, obviously.
Just a follow-up question.
Sure, you can try to guess.
There was...
But you can't... You don't really know of any vault that would be the exact one to open based on what you know.
But we could have Insec. We could tip them off just to have them follow that idea, that path.
Yeah.
My thought here wasn't necessarily the vault was associated with Mora, but that they may have destroyed the M letter records to get rid of the vault inventories if they did take the gun out of a vault.
How many M vaults are there?
2 or 3.
You know, I have an idea.
Mm-hmm. 2 or 3, that's easy.
And we really don't have enough time to open them all?
You check them, but you do not find anything strange about their content.
Okay, well.
I want to try something really quick.
You have 10 seconds.
I want to turn off the light in this room.
Okay.
Is that computer still here?
Yes.
What's on it now?
The screen appears to be the same as when you were previously there.
Okay.
I assume this is just evidence?
Yeah. The vault was presumably someone was in the middle of something and they were too lazy to close the vault, which is definitely against protocol, but what are you going to do?
You're going to get erased.
No, I think we got good odds. We got good odds. I like this. I like our odds.
I look at the fence.
Hang on. Let me think about something.
Oh my god, are we going to have a showdown?
Something terrible is going to happen.
Oh my god. Oh no.
To all of us or to...
Normally, I would never say something like this to my players ahead of time, but it's too late to undo the damages that are about to occur. As well as hurrying to complete their actual mission, people are hurrying to complete their secret objectives if they didn't. You may remember someone who's supposed to kill someone else who has not done that yet. Well, he's going to make an attempt, and I could tell from what he sent me over text that it was going to be messy no matter what. So in order to grab everyone's attention, I let them know that something truly awful was about to ruin their lives forever.
Is this where the death robots come in?
Is this where the combat kicks on the door and says, hey?
No, that's later.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people thought there were going to be robots, and I feel like there haven't been robots.
You know, I noticed that Gus was like typing something, and then he just said, never mind, you guys are all going to die. So I think one of you guys have decided to fuck us in ways that I can only begin to comprehend.
This is just the same note that I just said, but man, what an uncanny prediction.
Okay, so you guys are leaving the records room. Meanwhile, Fritter, Kyle, and Roger are in the evidence room. And then there's a horrible scream, a unison of screams coming from the evidence room.
Oh,
are you in here? You guys are screaming.
So yeah. I'm right outside the evidence room, right?
The lights are off because Kyle was outside of it.
I was looking at the computer.
The lights are off because Kyle was looking at the computer, so you're not sure what's going on.
Okay.
Jeez.
Oh my god, Kyle.
I wanted to see what was on the computer.
I wanted to turn off the lights so I could kill the blue. Kill the blue.
There's horrific screaming, and I'm just going to stand outside the room and put my hands up.
I wanted to see what's on the computer.
Fritter, what are you going to do?
The lights are off, right?
Yeah.
What do I hear?
A horrible cacophony of screaming and gurgling.
Turning on the light.
Ow.
Wait, sorry. When I say that I put my hands up, I meant my guns are pointed at the door and I'm ready to shoot.
Oh, okay, that's a very different than what I was picturing.
Yeah, okay. You know what? I thought about it and I realized...
Do I remember where the light switch is?
Vaguely.
Vaguely?
I'm just going to throw myself at the light switch.
Okay. You throw yourself against the wall and you hit the light switch. But you also hit the emergency exit button that's below the light switch.
Uh-oh. What does that do?
It seems like an emergency.
That doesn't actually open the door, unfortunately, because instead it opens up the largest and spookiest looking vault.
Uh-oh.
As the lights turn on. And that vault has the case file Mega Omega Delta Green 59WO.
Mega Omega. Uh-oh.
I look away so hard. I'm just staring at the wall.
All right. So you in the brief instant that the lights turned on, you saw some kind of terrible creature with like many limbs and blood squirting everywhere and just awful things. And then you see the vault is starting to open and you look away and there is, well, actually, let's see. So lights, and Ram and Bees, you're standing outside the vault, right?
At this point, I think we're running, right?
Yeah. Well, are you standing outside the evidence room?
Well, you guys are at the evidence
room. We're at the records room.
No,
well,
you guys are on your way back.
We're running.
Yeah, we're running.
Right.
Okay, so we're standing outside.
I'm
so
the only person that was outside the room. If they've joined us since then,
okay.
It's time for you guys to leave. So you were leaving, and you hear horrible things. So what do you do?
We're running in, right? We gotta protect the blue.
All right. How do you get in?
I assume there's people running around looking for guys, right?
There are windows.
Someone would say they're screaming.
Running around.
I open this up. There's someone screaming.
I mean, I think we're not essential personnel. I think we should let whoever...
Yeah, I feel like...
There's terrible screaming. A green guy walks up and says, okay, and he puts a card into the scanner, and the door dings.
And then he takes a look in there, because he's a green guy, and he's curious, and I'm not.
He takes a look in. Is anyone else going to go in with guns?
I'll have my gun out, but I'm not going to go in.
Yeah.
All right.
My gun's not screwed on, so I'm just sitting back here.
When you say back here, what does that mean?
I think You know what? Non-essential personnel need to leave. I'm heading to the elevator now that there's a green guy.
You coward! Yeah, yeah, yeah. You coward!
Like, I should go with light bulbs.
I'm gonna go with light bulbs. You cowards!
All right.
You
so cowards! There's a humongous explosion.
You Let's absolute see. Cowards! What have you done to us?
When you guys wake up.
What do you mean, what have I done to you? You did this to yourself.
Don't blame me.
You couldn't help.
When you guys wake up, Ram and Bees and Lights are in a hospital, recovering from wounds from a gigantic blast. And Kyle and Fritter have decanted as new clones.
Hi!
Whoa!
What happened?
I don't know!
So apparently a extraordinarily dangerous explosive was opened up in the...
Thanks, Fritter! How?
And it destroyed what basically room? Everything and everyone inside.
Oh my god.
Thanks, Frit!
Alright, so let's see. Let me introduce you to Frit O DNT 2 and Kyle O MMX 3.
Hi, guys.
The 3 squad. Hello? I give you a high five and then I groan because it hurts.
I don't know how much my body can take.
I guess running away was the good option. Never mind. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I screamed at you from the grave, I say.
So,
I forgive you.
What the fuck was
Bees
that?
Bees has mild concussive injuries.
Considering I died,
mild burns.
I don't think I can say anything.
You can say plenty of things because you're a new clone.
Well, no,
no,
I mean, like
he died, and that means he loses the memory of.
Yeah,
like,
I lost my memory. So
well,
I can't.
Yeah, you and Fritter don't remember exactly what happened, which is why I'm leading out the last seconds.
Okay, sounds good.
Ram, you also have mild concussive injuries and mild burns.
That's cheating.
Lights. I'm sorry to punish you, but you did say that you were right at the door right before you said that you were leaving, so you are closer. So you have mild concussive injuries, but medium burns.
How far back does dying erase your memory?
It completely varies. It could be a couple seconds or a couple minutes, usually. Unless there's some interference or something. So you're not sure exactly when you blacked out. But the last stuff that I told each of you individually, whether publicly or privately, is the last stuff that you remember.
The last thing I remember specifically was I heard something in the vents. And then I looked at the vents.
I just heard screaming, and then I hit the light switch, and then I saw a very spooky vault, and then I died.
And let's see.
Why is the emergency exit button right below the light switch?
I don't know. It seems like a bad idea, I guess.
Open up a vault full of what I can only assume is extremely sensitive high explosives.
On the plus side, that spinal snapping you got in mission one is finally, you don't have to worry about that anymore, Fritter. It's not on your injury list anymore. I need to wipe your injury list clean.
The cure for spinal snapping is high explosives.
I cured it. Cure for spines is bombs.
If the spine is in little bits all throughout your body, it's not broken in that way anymore.
If the spine is in bits, you're going to throw fits. ? Okay. Well, I had a little segment prepared for when you were leaving the base, but I guess we're not doing that now. So let's go right to debriefing, unless there's anything...
Remember when Lights said someone fucked us really hard? Or remember when Lights was saying that Goss then said never mind, so he guessed someone fucked us really hard? I think we just figured that one out.
Oh my god. Alright, so can I kill myself before I get to debriefing?
No.
Oh Listen, god, okay. Well,
there's no evidence that we didn't tamper with.
I think we should go to debriefing.
We did pretty well.
I'm gonna enjoy being back to red clearance again.
Yeah, red clearance. I can't wait for another negative rating.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
I'm back.
Well,
you thought we were good at this game,
dead?
I'm saying to the audience? You were wrong.
You know what? I think we're good. Let's do this one.
Definitely could have gone better. I'm not going to lie.
Could have gone worse.
I feel like it was going fine until somebody decided to do something awful.
I turned off the lights so I could get the computer freak thing.
Okay, let's go.
All right, let's go into the briefing.
It was the last thing we hadn't checked yet.
Hold on. Kyle, do you feel unhappy?
Well, in my last moments, I felt unending agony. But
do you still feel unhappy about that?
At the moment, I feel somewhat whelmed.
Whelmed? Not overwhelmed? Not underwhelmed? Just regularly whelmed?
Yeah, just whelmed.
Is anybody else feeling unhappy right now?
No, I feel great.
I understand that. It can be a bit stressful considering...
I feel a sense of pure calm.
You're trying to get some more of your mandatory bonus duty in right before the end lights? Is that what you're doing?
Maybe.
All right, you head in. This is the same room that you got your briefing in, except also there's two insect guards standing on either side of the screen with very big guns.
All right, I sit down in the fourth best seat.
I stand in the best seat center.
Does everyone else sit down too, I assume? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, the screen turns on. Greetings, citizens.
Hi, Frank.
Greetings, Frank Computer.
Greetings, Frank Computer.
It is now time to review your mission.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Oh, no.
All I'm saying is, if Frit didn't blow us up, I think this would be
a
lot.
We are not
better.
In as much trouble as it sounds. I'm putting it out there.
To be fair, at this moment, nobody knows that I was the one that blew us up.
Ooh, I think you're going to be into some interesting theories about
I thought you got the lights turned on, and then blew
up. Turned on, but then
you slammed the button and the emergency. You slammed the lights and the emergency release at the same time.
Robert was sitting there, or Roger was sitting there, and he saw. You know, but we also probably killed the guy who did the crime.
I'm not. I don't think so.
There was a big monster, right?
Possibly. So overall, I would count this mission as a success.
Thank you.
Thank you, Computer.
However, the damages are irreparable.
Unfortunate.
Understood.
he just pauses and lets you think about this for a little bit.
We're thinking about it.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just thinking about the fact that I never made a roll, and if I just hadn't gone for the light switch at all, this wouldn't have ended this way.
Yeah.
Listen,
but at
mission
least now,
success.
I hope you mull it over of what you've done, and, throw yourself on the altar for the rest of us.
You've lost your alone privileges.
Frank Peter, can I make a suggestion?
Before you say that, he's going to say something else, which is, it seems that you did an exemplary job of preserving evidence for this case. However, you also destroyed evidence for several other cases.
Well, that wasn't my mission.
What were you going to say, Kyle?
Nothing. I'm just going to make a stupid joke. It's not important anymore.
All right.
God, I can't believe we were going to get a fucking 100 and then...
How were we directly responsible for the destruction of the evidence? I was not in the room when the evidence was destroyed for a computer, so I do not understand. Okay, thank you.
All right, let's see.
What did he say?
We will get to that.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I'm really having trouble understanding you because people...
Okay.
I'm having trouble mulling over what my life's about to become.
In terms of the evidence left over for the murder investigation, there are a few issues which I would like to ask you some questions about.
Sure.
Yes, Frank Computer.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Notably would be the time of arrival at the office of Mara B.
Okay.
We have some records which indicate that you arrived at the intended time, and some which indicate that you may have arrived before the murder happened.
That doesn't seem possible,
I mean, we got there so fast I could understand why people would...
That doesn't seem possible, Frank Computer.
I agree, this does not seem possible.
The murder surely must have already happened.
We do know that the perpetrator tampered with many security systems, so probably... He tampered with those as well.
This seems possible.
Okay.
Do you have any specific...
Wait, hold on. Frank Computer, did we not arrive at that facility after you gave us a briefing about this?
The computer thinks about this.
If you gave us the briefing, then had the murder not already been committed then?
Unless, of course, Frank Computer has an algorithm that can see if a murder is going to occur before it does. Of which, if there is, don't tell us, because I don't think we're clear to know that.
That's pretty impressive.
I don't even know what you just said, because I wasn't clear to understand that.
Unfortunately, that does not seem to be the case. However, it does seem unlikely to me that I briefed you on the mission, and then you arrived before the murder had occurred. I suppose I will have to chalk this up to some form of error from the security systems and units stationed at the base.
Next topic.
Sounds good. Accurate.
I'm gonna just mark that down as resolved.
Oh my god, we resolved that.
Very quick. Ooh. Efficient.
God, the lying.
God is desperately trying to figure out how to fist us, but he can't.
Don't worry. Let her take it. Don't let me get hit.
We blew up an evidence locker. Well, Frit blew up an evidence locker.
I'm still thinking about that ID card that went missing.
Time for lights.
Speaking of ME cards going missing, it appears that a ME card from one of the victims of the assaults committed at the base has gone missing, and it was previously in the care of your team.
I initially safeguarded the package, but Ram, or team leader, decided that the equipment guy should look up after less equipment than he needs to, and gave it to Dwight, who then immediately lost it.
That is correct. Dwight did lose it.
I see. Dwight, what do you have to say about losing this particular card?
I take full responsibility. I don't know who or what took it, and if I figure it out, I'll shoot them. I'm pretty sure that it's one of four people, though. I've narrowed that list down.
I would be interested in us turning out our pockets.
Yeah, let's turn out our pockets.
Right, oh, trust me, you've definitely been searched up and down, or at least those of you who didn't get incinerated did.
Okay, so
so it got incinerated.
Maybe. So if somebody stole it, it got incinerated?
So it means Fritter, out of character, Fritter or Kyle had it.
Okay. We all know Kyle took it. Like, we know this, right?
We all know Kyle took it.
We all know Kyle took it. Rude. I'm not taking the fall for this, so I don't just... Equipment guy took it back from me, and then it got incinerated.
I want to point out that I was on a different fucking floor from the rest of you guys.
I don't even know what planet you're on, Frit. You, equipment guy, you had it, and it got incinerated, and you forgot it. That's what happened.
I did not take it.
You are starting an eternal feud. This is bullshit. I'm not taking the fall for this.
I did not take it.
You... absolutely, 100% are the one that took this.
Are you going to argue this to the computer?
Joy. No, I'm taking this out of character. There's no reason why I should take the fall
out
for
of
this.
Character.
Character, the computer says, I am going to have to give you a fine of 50 credits, Citizen Dwight R., in order to remind you not to lose important items that you are entrusted with.
Okay, friend computer.
I am also going to give a fine of 25 credits to the team leader for entrusting this item to a man who does not know what he should be doing with items he is entrusted with.
Thank you, Frank Computer.
Destroy you,
Kyle. I'll wait till after, I promise. But we will talk about this. And I will come clean.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God.
I promise.
Full disclosure, early in the season.
I promise. I promise. I make a Kyle promise. I will come absolutely clean.
Kyle promise?
Speaking of that ME card...
Yeah,
it appears that the issue began when Citizen B's R was discovered holding it.
Yes.
Yes.
Citizen B's R, what do you have to say about this?
I believe that another person in the room, possibly someone even unrelated to our party, placed it on me. And I think that, personally, my suspicion is that it was Kyle OMMX. And I think that that is supported by the fact that it later went missing from someone else's hands and was clearly not in mine.
Do you have specific evidence which points to Kyle OMMX as the perpetrator?
He was going out of his way to get a hold of ME cards of people from all ranks.
Is this correct?
This is correct. I was running a counterfeit survey based on INTSIC training protocols.
It does not appear that there is a perfect argument either way as to who the perpetrator of the original theft was. As such, I am merely going to fine Citizen B's R 25 credits to ensure that they remember to be more vigilant of items placed on their person, regardless of if it was placed there by themselves or someone else.
Thank you, friend computer.
Oh my god.
All right, let's see.
I will come clean, I promise.
Kyle, you know how close I am to orange, and now it's never gonna happen.
I'm sorry. I will come clean, I promise.
Hey, apparently we were still successful, so there's still a chance.
He said, congratulations, you succeeded on your mission, but also you blew up an entire insect base on the way, so I don't think that's gonna be a net positive.
We only blew up the evidence room. You guys need to...
Really? Just the floor and part of the hallway.
We didn't blow up that whole insect base. Nowhere.
You guys survived. Like... At best,
you wouldn't have woken up after that if you had erased the whole base.
That's fair.
You blew up one room, which unfortunately was an evidence
half room.
Out of curiosity, do we know how much we blew up? Was it just the one room? Was it that floor?
That room, a significant portion of the vents and the hallway outside the room.
Man, okay. Me on a whim saying I'm not going to the evidence room. I'll sit outside.
A portion of the vents? Ooh, that might be good.
Me sitting outside the evidence room is the best decision I've ever made.
Ooh, that might be good. That was a pretty good line. Thank you.
I'm just saying.
We actually...
The last thing I remember was the
Let's see what friend computer has to say. I'm curious. I want to know what we did.
Now,
Speaking of the security room, Citizen Ram-O.
Yes, Frank Computer.
It appears that you went ahead into the security room without anyone escorting you, which was explicitly reminded to you multiple times that you are not allowed to do so on the insect base.
That is correct, Frank Computer. Since our mission was to secure evidence, I was perfectly willing to wait outside the room as long as I was confident that the evidence inside had been secure. However, I was concerned that I did not hear anything from inside the room, and when I gently tapped the door, I realized that the door had been broken open into, and I immediately acted to secure the evidence within, because that indicated that someone had broken in and was possibly tampering with evidence while I was standing outside, which would have been unacceptable and would have been a just awful thing for the computer's troubleshooters to have to deal with, that kind of reputation, standing outside while evidence is deleted.
While your actions are commendable, due to the nature of the room and my analysis of the situation, I believe that it would have been exactly the same if you had stayed in or if you had not stayed in, and additionally, if you had not entered the room, there would be no need for there to be any suspicion on you.
I apologize, friend computer. My lapse in judgment was unconscionable.
I am going to have to note this down on your record and fine you 25 credits for trespassing.
Thank you, friend computer, for the reminder.
I enjoy the idea of Frank Computer friendly humming as he's getting ready to destroy us.
He's thinking about what we did.
He's charging
do.
Up the disintegrator in the ceiling as he's humming. And then he's like, and then it pops out.
You get incinerated.
All right. Let's see. There was one situation in which it appears that some evidence was damaged on your behalf, and that is when your Metabot appears to have attempted to stitch up one of the wounds on one of the victims.
Amazing.
Equipment guy?
Bees assured me that she could have my medbot run a routine check to see the time of death. And then it didn't do that, and I immediately took it away from her and the body as quick as I could. But unfortunately not quick enough.
Unfortunately, as the equipment officer, the medbot is generally your responsibility.
I understand.
Even if you are entrusting it to another citizen. As such, I am going to have to fine you 25 credits.
That is understandable.
Now, there is one final issue to discuss, but before we do that, let us review our individual team members.
Hmm. Oh dear. I hate it when you save something for last.
Okay. Oh dear, I hate it when you save something for last.
Let us start with team leader. Are there any comments, positive or negative, or constructive criticism for your team leader?
I think he did an excellent job of constantly, Ram, I need help with words,
I think he did a good job.
Reframing, Ram.
Recontextualizing.
Recontextualizing the mission parameters as not to find evidence, but to preserve it. There are many times where many team members wanted to pursue a lead, but he reminded us that that was not our mission.
I actually don't think that that was Ram.
I did that a couple times.
Wrong, but
Ram did that a lot, though.
I think Ram did a very good job delegating tasks to other team members.
I feel like he had
As well as
I had large issues with that Emmy carving placed on me instead of somebody, not me. But I don't know if that's fair for me to make that complaint.
I do agree that this is me out of character. I agree that you. I think that other people did note it, but I think you're right that Ram did note a lot. That your job was to preserve evidence, which is good. So Friend Computer is going to say, it is good to hear that your team leader was able to keep the team on task for the exact specifications of the mission parameters. I will award a 20 credit bonus to the team leader for this.
Thank you, Friend Computer.
Kyle's mad because he was complaining.
I wasn't complaining. I was literally praising him.
Back up the team. The team backs
we
you up.
We succeeded not downloading anything.
Yes, we did.
We did not download anything.
How about your loyalty officer?
He did.
Oh no, a loyalty officer said I had to beat somebody until I couldn't think anymore, and I forgot to do that. I'm sorry, loyalty officer.
That is correct.
I'm pretty happy that you gave them Visa more pain instead. That's probably the easier thing to do inside of an InSec HQ.
I don't know if the loyalty officer did a great job. He listened to all the commands.
I don't know if I can blame this on the loyalty officer or on the architecture design of the base, but he did hit the light switch and the self-destruct button at the same time.
And we will murdered get to that. A blue citizen and another one of our teammates.
We will be getting to that.
Okay.
And also, Bees, your character doesn't even fucking know that because you weren't in the room, so fuck off.
I'm sure we talked about it.
I think I like to squarely say that I blame the architectural designer of that room.
Noted. All right. It seems like your loyalty officer did a reasonable job. Let's see. Hygiene officer.
Bees.
That's
I yeah, do not think that there was... In this mission, I believe that the context of the hygiene officer was to prevent unhygienic things from happening to the evidence. And in that respect, strictly, she definitely accomplished her job.
Hold on.
No,
there was the
unhygienic
where...
things happened to evidence that they could have prevented with cleaning.
Hold on. I think that, you know, there was that incident with the med bot trying to stitch up that body. If we're saying that
well, that's
job
my fault.
Is to...
That was the equipment guy's fault.
We've already established that's my fault.
If her job is to preserve evidence, that, you know...
Well, all of our jobs
no,
were,
her job
were
is
to preserve
evidence cleanliness. I yes. don't think yeah. there's anything unclean about a medbot performing its duties.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll cede the argument.
I do not see many records of the hygiene officer cleaning.
That is correct. There
Have
is
I missed any?
Not much need for it. But
the insect base was very clean.
Yes.
Very clean base.
Pristine insect base.
With the considering the large amount of traffic in and out, I feel that there could have been more hygiene reinforcement in the region. As such, I'm going to have to give the hygiene officer a very, very small demerit
Damn.
For not increasing the levels of hygiene adequately.
Brutal.
I mean, to be fair, they were hygiene neutral.
It's harsh but fair, I guess.
Who did I not do yet? Happiness officer. Any reviews on your happiness officer?
Yes. I have two positive reviews of the happiness officer. One is a specific quote that I don't know if this should be in character or out of character, but I was fucking tickled. He said, "Wow, you guys got here so fast." And Light said, "That's why we're the best." Which made me really happy.
I agree that was good, but that's not really something you're going to tell from a computer.
All right, and then the other thing is that he managed to calm me down greatly by administering Visimorphin.
Well, it sounds like your happiness officer did a wonderful job keeping everyone happy, so I will give him a very small merit.
I was happy.
Wow. Life's good sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Often, because I'm the happiness officer, it's always good.
Ah,
I love life.
You got it. That was good. Good. Good catch. Good.
It's just me, right?
And finally, equipment officer. Any notes on your equipment officer?
I don't think there's anything that hasn't been covered yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Now, in terms of services, it appears that you fulfilled your quota by only doing one download.
What?
What?
I'm sorry. Wait. Can you cover that again, Mr. Frankfeeder?
It appears that you fulfilled your service quota by only doing one download on the team.
Sometimes everyone comes together and makes an objective work out perfectly. Other times, it works out perfectly despite the best efforts of everyone on the team. When I was setting up the mission, I had the no more than one download rule set up in mind, and I decided that Fritter and Bees would both have an opportunity to download some data, as well as anyone else who stumbles upon something they might like to take. Interestingly enough, Bees ended up not needing to mess with computers at all, or, well, I suppose she could have gotten even more props for her secret society if she had also sabotaged the computer data, but I think that sabotaging the files in the records room was good enough. So only Fritter needed to download something to complete his secret objective, which, as it turns out, means that they succeeded on the side mission to not download things. However, that wouldn't be funny enough. So I decided that the computer would tell them, good job on only downloading one thing. The players don't have anyone to be angry at specifically, since nothing went wrong for them. But boy, wouldn't they like to know who that person was who decided to download something.
That's great.
Yes, that is great, says Ben Computer, confirming.
You know what? I'll take this.
Okay, fine.
That's 5 team merit and 150 team credits, listen.
That is 5 team merit and 150 team credits, and you also don't get the penalty for doing no quota missions.
Alright, so that's 30 credits to everybody?
No. Team credits means everybody gets 150.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, nice!
And team merit means everyone gets 5 merit, so...
150? I thought it was 125. Oh, it is 150, okay.
No, it's 150.
Woohoo!
And so can we turn in our barrels as well?
Yes, I was about to say. Anyone who did not...
Me.
That's right. Me.
Here's my unscrewed orange barrel.
Yep. Mine is untouched.
I specifically didn't screw mine in, even if I probably should have.
I believe there was one
points.
Person who screwed theirs in. Who was it?
Me, Lights, and Frit and Ram.
Did screw it.
Yeah, I did not screw mine in. I screwed on a red personal barrel, not an orange one.
I did not screw mine in because I had a personal barrel screwed in.
So okay. Nobody screwed their mission barrel in then?
I guess not.
Yeah.
All right.
I hope Frank Computer's not mad, but whatever.
About nobody screwing in a barrel?
Yeah.
He wants us to not.
Well, it you needed to shoot anybody on the mission, so, I mean, I you know.
Yeah.
You weren't really assigned to kill someone, so.
So we all get an extra 5 for returning our barrels?
Yes, 5 credits for every person.
I'm glad that we didn't have 2 fucking pieces of shit that thought I can get my 1 download.
God damn.
It wouldn't have lasted long after this debriefing, let's put it that way.
What could have been downloaded? Certainly nothing from the computer freaks.
I'm actually willing to think that it was an accident.
Since I feel like it's unclear what downloads are, I'm also willing to believe it was an accident.
That's fair.
So texts and stuff like that didn't count as downloads, correct?
Text didn't count as downloads, texting yeah.
Not.
Goss went out of his way
texting
to
texting is
specify.
Not download, no.
It could have been the volume of text we sent.
No.
I think Goss would not screw us over like that when he tells us we can text.
There's a 90% chance that if you were going to download something that counted as a download, I would have told you.
All right. I'm ready to have our very bad, no good day.
Yeah.
I'm ready for one person to have a very bad, no good day.
Very bad, terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day.
Okay.
Hey,
so,
at least you're orange for it, so you're not going to get demoted to infrared.
So, in terms of your mission score, factoring in only things that directly affected this mission, your score is quite high. However, factoring in all things that were related to everything that you did on your time, your score is not very high. As such, your rating for this mission is 1.
That's better than I thought.
That's positive.
Wow.
I wish it was higher, but... Oof.
I still think that's a pretty decidedly average score for
It's almost a perfectly average score.
There are a few members of your team who are going to receive slightly less. Notably, one member of your team opened the emergency vault.
Imagine if we pushed that button at the start of the game.
My defense, because I never got a chance to.
Sorry, what was that, Peter?
He wants to defend himself.
My defense.
Okay,
you know.
Yeah. Give me your defense. Give me the defense, please.
I feel kind of bad.
Well, we were with...
We all do, but these things happen.
We were... Me and Kyle were with...
Roger B.
What was the blue guy's name, Kyle?
Roger B.
Roger B.
Roger... Yeah, Roger B. And... we were with him in the evidence vault, and then... we turned off the lights as part of the investigation because we were looking for something, and then suddenly there was screaming. So I threw myself at the light switch in the dark room to turn the lights back on, and it turns out that the unlabeled emergency exit, which one would think would open the doors, was right below it, and I also accidentally hit that one. And then we saw, well, I saw a glimpse of something horrifying shoved my face into the wall and then decanted as a clone with no idea of what happened.
I am assured by everyone at the insect base that every single citizen who is allowed to enter the evidence locker is informed of the purpose of the emergency exit button.
We were not informed of the purpose of the emergency exit button.
Yes, that is because you did not go through the proper channels to enter the room.
We were being escorted by the blue officer, so I thought it was okay.
He will also be receiving a penalty for his portion of causing this accident. As it was an emergency situation, I can understand in some ways why he thought it would be safe to violate the protocol, but clearly it was not.
In his defense, yeah. He was dead before when this occurred.
Was he?
Wasn't he?
Oops, Kyle should not have said that. You see, he knows that he was already dead because he killed him. But nobody else knows that, and neither should he. As far as anybody knows, everybody in the room was alive until the vault exploded. Actually, now that I think about it, this is the perfect time to explain what actually happened, or most of it. Kyle earlier said that he was looking into the vents. This is a lie. Kyle turned out the lights because he wanted to eliminate his opponent. But how could he do it? Now, remember, he had no idea that the evidence was going to be wiped clean by the end of this. He thought that he would have to do it in such a way that he would not get caught and executed for murdering a blue officer. He asked me many, many, many questions over the course of this episode, which mostly I had to answer with, no, sorry, that won't work. But he did come up with one thing, one emergency last-ditch effort. That answer is telefragging. Telefragging, if you don't know, is the act of teleporting into a solid object and killing yourself. However, you can also telefrag someone you teleport onto. This kind of depends on what kind of sci-fi teleportation you are doing in your setting, but Paranoia is absolutely a world in which teleportation can go horribly wrong and mangle you. Kyle managed to successfully teleport himself into Roger B, which created a horrible abomination of flesh, was making the horrible screaming noises and wiggling around that you saw earlier. Now, this would have been probably not the greatest solution if Kyle had accomplished it. I mean, somebody would have understood that they had become merged somehow since the two of them were gone and this thing was there, but he could have easily said that it was someone else's mutant power, such as Fritter. I believe, if I remember correctly, that's what his plan was. Fortunately, Kyle is now a blameless angel due to the destruction caused by Fritter, which is something that we'll talk about more in just a few moments.
Out of character, we do not want to antagonize this blue guy. We want to take as much shit off of him as physically possible right now.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
So if you're willing to take the sword, do it, because this is going to kill us.
It is not clear from the footage logged if anyone was dead prior to the detonation.
Wasn't it?
No, I think we were all still alive when I hit the light switch, but only for like half a second after that.
Okay, that's fair then.
Well, in any case, yes, the blame is being split between you, Roger B., and also between your team leader. Because it is the team leader's job to ensure that disaster does not occur during a mission, and to ensure that everyone goes through the proper channels in every way.
I understand, Frank Computer.
Now. No!
As such, you will both be receiving a penalty. You can tell from the way that Frank Computer says penalty that he really doesn't want to destroy his children in such a way, but sadly this needs to be marked down. This needs to be marked down in a terrible way.
Oh, he loves us.
May I interject? I do believe this is somewhat out of Fritz's control. When we turned off the lights to see if there was anything obvious that one could do in the dark, the only thing that caught my attention was the computer terminal. And the second I started looking and messing around with the computer terminal, I heard something from the vents. And when I looked towards the vents, I immediately blacked out and don't remember anything after that.
Are you saying that there was a potential intruder that
There may have been a potential intruder.
Frank Computer plays the video footage where it's a dark room and then suddenly it's bright and you can see Fritter's entire body just splattered onto the wall as he slammed into it and pressed the light switch and the button at the same time. And then he plays that back like 5 times in a row.
Well, why does it get splattered?
What was screaming?
The thing that was screaming in the corner of the camera, you can see a bunch of horrible, bleeding, fleshy limbs. Everything explodes.
So did the mutant throw him into the button in the light?
I mean, when I say splattered, I don't mean like violently. I mean like he ran and like cartoon planted himself against the wall.
I tried, Fritter.
All right. Do we have any final notes as I calculate some scores?
Do we have any final notes? Let's see. In-character stuff, what can I say?
Please don't ever do that again. That's what I say.
I can say that, yeah. God, I really wanna...
I would like to note that I'm deleting that information from my PDC.
Yeah, that's been deleted already.
Oh, good call.
I mean, also, I don't know why I deleted it anymore, because I deleted it, and I don't remember it.
Yes. Let's say that everyone reminded each other to remove that information that you cannot speak of.
We did that at the start, though. Didn't we? Didn't we talk about this? Maybe I'm stupid.
We talked about not saying it out loud, but we didn't talk about deleting it. So I wanted to throw that out there before the mission wrapped.
Well, I'm glad you explicitly mentioned that. That's good.
I like being alive.
I do like being alive.
Me too. Just love being alive.
No one here certainly memorized it. Not at all.
Mm.
None of us would do that.
I forgot it before I even got in.
How'd we get there then?
Somebody else punched
it. Remembered.
Okay, you need to space out your memory and non-memories, you know what I mean?
No, I don't. I forgot.
Nah. What were we talking about?
Yeah.
I hate it. Ah. Jeez. Jeez Louise.
Could have been a lot worse.
Listen, I thought I
got really a tight today. Ship.
I was sure we were going to have a negative score, and we had a one, so...
I knew we wouldn't have a negative score, but I also knew that I was going to see my red clothes again.
Damn.
I'm all really... Right. Hurt that we could have gotten 100 here, or at least really
Fritter,
high.
Why couldn't you have just taken the D?
Well, because Fritter wants 2 red demotion instead of 1 infrared demotion today.
No, but it's just really unfortunate that the emergency exit was so close to the light switch. It really is.
I didn't know it was going to cause the fucking apocalypse, okay?
Fritter, I don't blame you out of character. I only blame you in character.
Ah, God. Didn't even get a roll.
It was
God.
One room. Yeah, that's because you didn't know. So you probably would have done it.
Sometimes life is just brutal, okay?
Yeah, we all take our punches.
Boy. If I talked about everything I wanted to talk about here, the episode would go to 1.5 hours or more. Let's do some brief discussion. Number one, Fritter is mad. That's understandable. Number two, Fritter is going to mute himself at this point and then disconnect shortly after. There's not really any way that I can hide that in the episode because we talk about it for a significant amount of time, and also because he doesn't say anything for the rest of the episode. Now, I didn't really want to point this out because I don't want to make fun of any particular person for getting mad at a game, but this raises some discussion points that I want to actually discuss, so we will be, discussing it. However, that would take too long, as I would want to tell you several stories about paranoia and how I run it and how other people have run it for me. So this week, I'm just going to tell you why did Fritter explode so horribly, and next week will be mostly dedicated to discussing players getting mad at paranoia and what you should do about it. I believe it was the first episode of Mission 3 where I described the button and the incident that would follow it, which would make someone really mad. This is obviously that incident. Paranoia has several aspects to it which decide if someone's going to live or die. Some of them are random chance. Some of them are the game master. Some of them are the players. Some of them, well, I don't want to talk about this in too much detail because you see, this is something that the players will be listening to when this campaign is over, and I can't tell them things that would spoil how I run the game for them completely. But I will say that there are some secret attributes that every character has in Paranoia that's not really a secret from the players. I can't tell you what all those attributes are, but some examples would be their mutant power strength. The players don't get to know what their roles are for their mutant powers. I do that for them. There are also some secret stats which dictate things such as karma, for lack of a better word. Sometimes things happen that really deserve a player to die or suffer for them, but they don't suffer for it. In order to preserve some semblance of game balance, if a player commits too many mistakes, eventually they're gonna have to die for one of them. It can be very unfair if chance is not in your favor and you die for all or none of them. So it's kind of my job to make sure that it evens out. Fritter has made several mistakes and not paid for a lot of them. So in order to make sure that nobody gets way too far ahead or behind people in stats, money, number of deaths, I decided that it would be appropriate to punish him for his failure to remember the emergency exit button. The button itself, as I discussed a long time ago, is sort of a variable trap. Now, in my personal opinion, it's kind of doing a bad job as a game master if you just wait to determine what something is until after the player does it. That's just unfair, and your bias can seep in. But in this case, it's something that I designed specifically so that my bias can seep in. Sometimes, you just have to stick some death traps in case you really need to use one,
or just for the sake of the players avoiding it. In this mission, the emergency exit button was one such death trap. Another death trap would be telling internal security everything that happened, which would get them thrown into the interrogation rooms. In the previous mission, you may remember the robot guarding the checkpoint had an enormous Gauss cannon. If they had ever fired this, thank goodness they didn't, it would have absolutely obliterated everything in front of it, which would be a busy street and a storefront. This would have gotten the players in loads of trouble. But it did not happen because of their very careful avoidance of letting it fire that weapon. Just like this death trap, that death trap also had a few things built in that I could modify based on the difficulty the players were having. If it was really not going well for the players, I could have had it do slightly less damage just to even things out. Or if the players needed punishment, I could have had one of them accidentally trigger the Gaussian cannon if they decided to mess with the robot. So now you have a general understanding of how this works. It's not exactly Fritter's fault that he died to this, but it is kind of Fritter's fault. Just one or two episodes ago, I was lamenting that I didn't punish him for standing up to the internal security officer and being very flippant with him. That really should have cost him a clone or at least a limb. So, upon consulting my private tally of stuff, I said, should the emergency exit button blow up the whole room? Or maybe just cause a little damage? Or would it be better if it would be a friendly button that actually does open the doors and let him escape? Well, you already know what I decided.
Alright, we have some promotions and we have some demotions.
Okay.
Sorry, did you say a promotion?
Lights are your king!
Believe it or not.
Is it lights?
No.
No, it's bees.
Oh, is it bees?
Yes, we now have bees buzz.
Congratulations.
So thanks, fucking mad off at Emmy card.
We should go out for some OJ later.
You were just close enough to becoming orange that you managed to be orange now, because you didn't get a negative score, and although you did get some...
You're welcome.
I believe you got a few demerits, but mostly you got the positive couple points you needed to crawl with your fucking fingernails over the finish line to get to orange. Congratulations.
So I have to keep it for a week to get the promo stuff, right?
Yes. Well, we'll get to that, but... You didn't get enough points to be in solid orange, so you're not gonna get all your bonuses yet, but you will get some bonuses. And then, predictably, we are going back to Ram R. Eno.
No!
I tried, but I can't stop Fritter. I can't stop the train.
And just barely we're going back to Frit R. DNT. I'm sorry.
Just barely.
But as long as you don't get a negative score next mission, you guys can probably both make it back. Probably.
I'm never going to make it to orange.
It's just yes.
So
well,
bad.
You didn't lose points overall, lights.
Can I,
you just,
can I just
it's just
say?
That you only really got one, you know?
Okay.
I think I made out like a bandit.
Yeah,
all things considered, nobody Fritz, lost too much.
Fritz the one that made out like a bandit.
Oh no. Oh boy.
Now,
I don't
see.
Think so. I think Frit was kind of got ruined.
Frit, I owe you a thank you later. I'll figure out some way to thank you.
I can't believe we're up to two people that have destroyed half a sector.
So, everybody is going to get several things.
Everyone's going to get what?
Several things.
Okay.
We're going to give out let's say 4 perversity points to everybody.
Ooh, all right, I pay those. I pay 2 to lights and 1 to Ram.
Life's great.
That's exactly as much as I spent this mission.
All right. There's the matter of pay. The base pay for this mission is going to be 450 to everybody.
But this is
a good but. Believe it or not, this is a good but.
I don't believe it.
I believe it.
That was not racist, but.
Hang on
you
a second.
Kyle are gonna get.
Well, you're not because you just got there.
Kyle's
oh, really?
Extra money
I'm getting extra
glorious
money.
Glorious orange.
Yes, you're getting extra money because you managed to stay orange.
Oh. I really don't feel like I deserve this.
Well, you know, clearance level isn't always about what you deserve. I'm just going to put that out there. Except for lights. Lights deserves exactly what he gets.
I try so hard. And I only do a few treasonous things.
And you got so
and
far
suddenly,
in the end,
I'm the bad guy.
It doesn't even matter.
You, Kyle, are going to be receiving 900 credits instead of 450.
Damn.
God, nice. Like, not a single person here can name a single treasonous thing I do, and suddenly I'm the bad guy.
Whatever, we sucked your dick for your review, bro.
Life is not all pain, because those of you who were orange but got demoted, you are going to receive a slightly higher pay, not because of the mission, but because of the wages that you were raking in while you were orange. So you're going to get 600 instead of 450. So Ram and Freight are actually getting 600. And then Bees, you will get something next time, depending on whether you manage to stay orange or not. Also, we didn't do this before because I just didn't, but we're going to be giving out a couple of skill ups. Isn't that wonderful?
Nice.
I love skill ups.
What are my skill ups? Start with me. All right.
So,
you're
going to get to pick what you're upping.
I'm upping bioweapons.
No.
Demolition. Things he used.
You may increase anything. You get 1 point that you can spend on anything you can convince me is related to your job.
My job?
Yes. Your non-troubleshooting job.
Hand weapons.
Okay, I'm armed forces. Can I say energy weapons really hit me?
You can think about this for a little bit, and then we'll talk about that in a second.
Okay.
And then you're also going to increase one skill that can be any skill as long as it has a rating of 5 or less. So if something is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6, or 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5, then you can upgrade it.
You mean 5 dice, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Like, so I can upgrade to 5
if the
dice?
Total for that, like, so, you know, the base is 7. So if you have a minus 2, that would be a total of 5. So you could upgrade that, so it would become a minus 1, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you use them together?
If they both work for the same thing, then yes. And finally, people who manage to stay a higher clearance level get a special. So Kyle, you actually get 2 of those points.
2 of the minus 5 points?
Yes.
I assume I can't put them into the same one at the same time.
I think you can as long as
it doesn't bring it to 7.
Okay.
Like, you can do 1 and then, if it's like, if you have a 3 in something, you can bring it to 4 and then to 5.
All right, I already placed them. I will tell you what they are.
Yes, please message me what you're increasing. And then message me, give me a message that says what you want to convince me of as well. And let me see. Those of you who manage to hold orange for long enough will be getting some more skills as well in the future. And in general, you can expect every 2 or 3 missions, you'll probably get some skill ups as a representation of your training and skill with the computer and Alpha Complex and troubleshooting and your job. As well as any secret skill ups you may or may not be receiving.
Okay.
And I think that concludes your debriefing, doesn't it? Unless there's anything else.
All right, it's time to come clean.
Oh yeah, what's the come clean? We're eager to know.
I was taking it from Bees with the intention of... Whoa, who the fuck just left? Frit?
It was Fritter.
Fritter again.
Because he's not interested in you coming clean.
I took it from Bees with the intention of keeping it for myself and leaving the vase with it, so that I can then give it to Bees and blackmail her with it.
Jeez.
What?
Brutal.
But I did not steal it from Lights.
I also did not steal it from Lights.
Wait.
I promise you I did not steal it from Lights.
I suspect that...
What's that, Bees?
I suspect that it was Fritter. But I don't know, because I really thought that Fritter didn't have a mission this game.
For various reasons, we have no idea what Fritter was doing for most of the game.
No. I feel like Fritter did not have a secret society mission this game, which is why he was just, like, bored and annoyed when we were leaving him alone instead of being like, hell yeah, I love this.
Fritter's always bored and annoyed, though.
No, but all of you had a secret society mission. You were able to give me some kind of information about what would be going on today. Fritter was not.
Secret society am I in, and what was my mission?
I don't know, but what I'm saying is you had prior information, and you were able to give us prior information before the mission started. Fritter wasn't able to.
Oh, yeah. I've mentioned a couple times that we talk about paranoia even when we're not playing it throughout the week, so occasionally something will get missed, but usually nothing important. This is just a minor one, but I feel you should know. During the time between Mission 2 and 3, I believe we had a discussion about how we could predict what the next mission would be, or rather, how the players could predict that. I mentioned to them that in their secret society briefings, they would probably get some kind of hint, and someone complained that their hints were so small that they probably wouldn't be able to figure it out.
Just for fun, I mentioned that if they all put their heads together and shared all their information generously with each other, they could probably figure out what their mission was going to be ahead of time, and maybe they could get some kind of advantage that way. I believe everyone but Fritter volunteered, although most of the information that the people shared with each other was actually bullshit, so it didn't help them at all. I just wanted to let you know about that because that's what Bees is referencing here, and it will get referenced again once or twice before this episode is done.
And usually one person is not doing the mission. I think it was Fritter.
God, did Fritter actually disconnect due to internet, or is he actually really mad? I can't tell.
I'm assuming he's upset, but he probably knows that it's...
he muted himself a while ago, and then he just disconnected.
He's disconnected from everything.
Yeah, I think he just legitimately disconnected.
He was in his office, so I assume he's heading home.
But also, like, if he is upset, then, you know, like...
I hope he's not upset. I don't know what he'd be... I mean, God, he did get dick
punched. I know what he'd be upset about, but...
Yeah, I've got a good idea.
Sometimes I get emotional, but I know that I'm being unreasonable, and I just have to walk away and, like, calm down. I think that...
Yeah, I mean, certainly it's not unreasonable to be very upset when bad things happen to you in paranoia, but, you know, hopefully he will...
It's all about turning those bad things into beautiful, glorious silver linings.
You know, I think Rand stole it from you because he's the only person sociopathic enough to put up this much of a great front.
I have considered that it was Ram because...
what did I do?
You took the ME card.
No,
but
I did not.
The thing is, you're the
only person sociopathic enough.
Like, I would not take the ME card. I literally have no interest in it.
The three of us. So it really has to be Kyle or Fritter.
I promise you I did not end up with the card.
I'll also make the same promise.
Yeah, but your out of character promises don't mean anything.
It's the blood promise.
I
can't do anything about vindicated. It because whatever you've done to it, it is gone forever and we can't find it on you. Fucking never gonna make it to Orange.
You may or may not have already picked up on this, but in previous campaigns we've played, everybody has made it to Orange at least one time, except for my good friend Lightbulbs. It's just unfortunate, but he keeps doing horrible things that ruin life for not only everyone in the party, but everyone in Alpha Complex, and getting demoted back to Red, or even back to Infrared. Who knows? Maybe this will be the campaign where he finally makes it. Or maybe it'll be the campaign that finally breaks his spirit and makes him sure that he'll always be Red forever.
I'm gonna do even more secret society shit just to spite you guys.
I was trying to give people opportunities to get to Orange. I was really trying.
You're gonna walk into every bathroom. There's gonna be bot spotter propaganda on it.
I was like, Lights, it's time for you to do your happiness mission.
God, if only Fritter's immediate reaction wasn't the panic hit the light switch. He could have just died, and it would have worked out better for him in the end.
He could have just died.
He could have. I'm not even joking. He could have just taken the D.
Why do you say the D?
It's funny to me.
Okay. I want to tell you guys this because it was the most painful thing I've ever done. But at some point during this mission, I sent a text to the wrong chat and like fucked myself in a big fucking way.
Oh no.
That's not good.
That was actually a genuine no-no for me instead of a sarcastic one because I didn't know about this yet. I would only find out later that Bees had unfortunately made a comment about her regeneration ability in a chat with Ram. So, Ram knows about her power now. Kind of unfortunate. Stuff like this can happen in Paranoia, and in worst cases, it can actually ruin a game or an entire campaign if you mess up something really, really bad. Fortunately, Ram, like most of my players, are good sports in general. Instead, he just kind of lives and let lives. After a while, they just kind of eventually make it a in-character thing that he knows about it because it would just be kind of a hassle to make sure that it was out of character every time anyways. It's not too huge of a loss if just one person knows your mutant power, actually, as long as it's something you can trust. And, oh man, I guess that does mean it's a problem.
Yeah, it was not good.
Was
I in it?
Of course I deleted it, yeah.
No, I've never actually done it, but I've got a horrific fear of accidentally sending a message that I'm intending for Goth to another person.
That would be tragic.
I did that.
So we think it was a sign, right?
By the way, it was so awful. It felt bad.
Think what?
We think it was a sign, by the way, right?
Possibly.
That's
what was. We think what was a sign?
The intruder was a scion. Not sign. Scion.
I don't think there's enough evidence to say that confidently.
A scion or a protec, but I'm not sure which, or if it was both or neither.
I think there's enough mutants in Alpha Complex that aren't part of the scions that I don't think that the weird shit that they were doing was enough.
I think that it's incredibly suspicious that it may be a Scion for, like, several reasons, and it's... One of them is that she was fucking with them, but there were other things where it's like, this is really weird. Also, why would you blatantly use a mutant power if you weren't a Scion? Because even if you can have a mutant power in a different secret society, it would be, like, a huge fucking bitch problem.
I mean, a lot of secret societies don't care about your mutant, and as long as you're getting the job done, you know? Mutants are cool tools to use. And if you got, like, a mutant with X-ray vision, of course you're going to send them on assassination missions. Being a mutant is actually a big boon in most secret societies.
Imagine how much trouble we would have gotten in if we had shot that guy in the vents. Because we didn't do our mission. We did not prevent the evidence from being tampered with. We tampered with the evidence by creating it.
I really, like, we were so close to just Willy fucking Big Dick Boy winning.
I mean, there's a lot of missions where one thing went right, and things turned out really well for us. And this is the mission where one thing went wrong.
One thing went wrong.
I feel like we're karmically neutral.
To be fair, Fritter did not want to be the team leader, so I feel like I feel like there could be some foul play. I feel like he could have tried to avoid.
Wait, you think he did this on purpose?
I'm honestly not going to put it past him.
No way. He's not good enough of an actor to do that.
That would be insanely meta.
Listen, if I have to do a dangerous thing, I'm not going to want to be team leader.
There's no way. I don't believe it. I don't believe you.
I think I can't decide who took it. I almost wonder if it was an NPC, because it really doesn't make sense. Like, there's no reason for Fritter to take it. He wasn't, in my opinion, wasn't in a secret society. It couldn't have been the Rammer Lights.
When you say wasn't in a secret society, you're non-verbally adding mission at the end of that, right? I mean,
yes, yeah, I am.
Or whatever it is, it didn't have anything to do with ME chips.
Like, maybe this is just a light bulb thing, but, like, I don't even think it necessarily needs to be a secret society mission. Like, I'd steal important shit and just give it to my secret society if I could.
One more mystery to resolve. This is exactly what Lights did. He took the keycard not because he had any reason to, but because he just thought, hey, I might get a point or two if I turn this into my secret society. Hell, the Frankenstein destroyers don't even really hate Insect that much. Insect tracks down rogue robots too. They just have different definitions about what a rogue robot is. You may want to re-listen to some of this episode, especially the debriefing, because listening to it again while knowing that Lights is the one who has the keycard really changes your perspective on things. He is a genuine sociopath. I don't know who in the group is the worst, but it's probably either Ram or Lights in terms of outright lying. Then again, Lights does it so much that it's usually pretty obvious, but he gets away with this one. This is the other instance I mentioned in the previous episode in which I kind of messed up. I let him actually sneak out of the base at one point to drop off the card and then sneak back in, but I said that the base was on lockdown, but what I really meant to say was that it was only kind of on lockdown and everyone would get inspected, but it's okay because there's lots of other ways that he could have done it. He could have dropped it off somewhere and picked it up later, or heck, he can demolecularize himself if he wants to. He could have just put it inside of his body and then ripped it out later.
I would also do that, but I don't know if I'd think about it, and I also know that Fritter
doesn't take the initiative.
Especially because I tend to believe that he is robot stuff, I guess, and ME card is kind of related.
He's doing weird psychic stuff.
It's more of a jump for him than not. Like, I think he'd be more inclined to, like, steal the Docbot or something, you know?
Nah, I don't know. I feel like he's more Scion-y stuff.
Psychic Illuminati.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, that would suck.
I'm telling you, anyway.
The whole time, we're all his puppets.
We're all his puppets.
Fritter's playing us all. He knows how our weaknesses. Ramian will see that I'm hesitant to be team leader, so he'll be team leader, and then I'll blow up the vault.
I would not be able to believe he did this. He planned this.
So who was the person who said that this mission was going to be about robots? Because somebody said that.
I said it wasn't me. But that wasn't me being serious in the slightest.
I guess I was just misinterpreted then.
No, I think it's always fair to assume there's going to be a robot no matter where we go.
It was, in fact, a robot.
I said we'd be smashing computers.
Computer was smashed by an explosion.
There was a computer for a computer, so maybe we should have smashed that.
Well, we certainly destroyed it.
We certainly destroyed it.
Yeah, you did. Mission accomplished.
Good job.
Mission accomplished, I say. APC destroyed as they just take my clothes off and they put on shitty red clothes.
APC destroyed. Disgusting. Good job.
Listen, you gotta get me back to Orange, next mission team leader. I gotta get back to Orange. I can't stay in red anymore.
We'll try.
I better believe it's Kyle as team leader for the next several missions until someone else fucking levels up.
You're Orange.
So.
Orange.
You're Orange.
Orange. Yeah, you think I'm gonna win the vote against Kyle?
It's a punishment. It's not a privilege.
You know what? Like the way that team leaders decided is not a vote. It's not, you know, who's more confident. It's whatever mirthful thing friend computers got cooked up this session.
I have already.
You know, it's entirely possible that friend computers could be like, going alphabetically, bees, you're the team leader.
I have already used up my one, I want to be team leader, please get there first card. And since I think it's fucking cheap and shitty to do that constantly, and that Goss wouldn't like it anyways, I like truly believe that Kyle has an edge for team leader. Also,
I mean, Kyle's hungrier, but you know, I don't think that he's a shoo-in.
I was team leader more recently than Kyle as well, so that bodes well for him also.
That is true.
But also, do you want to be team leader? Because Ram got demoted just because of his position.
Yes, I tried to keep that entire nightmare mission from exploding underneath us, and then it literally exploded underneath us.
If you weren't team leader, you'd still be Orange. That's really fucked up if you think about it.
It's really bad, yeah.
If there were two Orange clearance guys on the moon and one of them killed the other with an explosion in the vault,
would that be fucked up or what?
Listen. I'm telling you, we are going to feel the repercussions for this going forward because that blue guy is going to screw us over and over again.
Why? I really don't think he's
because
gonna
we
be
got
upset.
Him.
He's not even. Gonna, he's just going to be like, "What happened? I was in a vault and then I died."
Yeah, but he's going to get dinged because we blew it up because he didn't do it, and that's going to piss him off. And he's an insect blue agent. He's going to really be mad at us. Actually, he's going to be mad.
What's
going to
happen?
It's going to be
insect's
very funny.
Insect's going to be mad at Frit. That's already happening. I don't think it's going to be any worse for him.
Oh
There's
my
gonna
god!
There's going to be two guys saying "Party Boy" and "Shane."
There's going to be a second Party Boy.
Party boy,
party boys.
Two I don't insect like guys are gonna walk up, but he's just gonna go, "Hey there, button pusher!" And they're gonna go, "Hey there, party boy!" And they're just gonna look at each other and go,
"I really don't feel like this Frit deserves more punishment, but I do. I will be disappointed if Roger doesn't show up saying, "Hey there, party boy."
I do want Frit to collect a bunch of people in Sect who hate him. That's very good.
Man,
he got an insane skill up for that, so I have no problem with him being tortured forever.
I could have been Orange. I could have been Orange.
You know, at least sometimes I can think about how, you know, maybe I'll never make it to Orange, but I got bioweapon skill. So I can blow up a sector if I feel like it.
Hmm.
As someone who's blown up parts of a sector, it feels really good.
All right. Well.
That was an event.
That was an event.
Two demotions, one promotion.
One promotion?
I was hoping to get another promotion under my belt. And by that I mean someone else getting promoted under my belt. That'll be really good.
Oh boy, this was overtime. I think I mentioned in a previous comment that this might go for 1 hour and 20 minutes if I added all the comments that I wanted. Looks like it would have gone for more like 1 hour 40 minutes if I added all the comments I wanted, because here we are at 120 anyways. Just think of this as your treat for the 20th episode. Now I'm going to go lie down. But before I do that, I would like to thank you for listening to this episode of Paranoia. Fight together, or die a clone.